tarot cards, a ritual knife, and a pentagram scratched into scorched and blackened grass. Is that where this is leading? To one of the worst murder cases he's ever worked on. The case that had almost broken Alex. Sorry, Gudrun's smiling as she comes back over and slides into her seat. Freya has been ill and worry is not good for her. But she has an acceptance. We can all relax at last. She glances at Anna. And you have had a talk now, too? I was telling Lucas how the bones would probably have been used. Ah. An odd look of disappointment on her face. Ah, well, so the seal bones. On Orkney, that would be a very powerful symbol indeed, given the Selkie myths. It's where the islands take their name from, of course. Orkneyjar means seal island in Old Norwegian. Selkies? Marla rakes his memory for the precise definition. Like mermaids, right? Seals in the water, people on land. Exactly, Anna tells him. According to legend, they shapeshifted by shedding their sealskins. The way to capture a Selkie wife was to steal her skin and hide it. If she ever found it again, she'd transform back into a seal and gain her freedom. A pretty convenient explanation for missing spouses, I've always thought. She turned into a seal and swam away. Yeah, right. Gudrun taps one of the images again. This one? This is fascinating, actually. It's a little more worn than the others, but I think it's a combination of Turisas, representing danger, and Tiwas, standing for victory. Though, of course, there's a speculation over the validity. And this? Mahler points to another of the carved symbols. It seems to recur a number of times. What does it represent? Interesting that you should see that one so clearly. But yes, yes, you're right. Gudrun looks at the image and back at him. It stands for weird, or fate, you see? Destiny, working itself out, no matter how we try to run from it.